is it a different feeling to start the week when you're playing against a 6-0 team? I mean, is there a different buzz in the building?
A lot of energy in the building so far this week, and I think it's more about our opportunity to get to 7-0. We definitely have great respect for the Denver Broncos, first as an organization, and the environment we're getting ready to go play in up there. It's going to be big time environment, with the Sunday night football, also add a national TV game to it. So they look they're very good on film, and that's what we're focused on.
Hey, Mike, on Monday you said there were a couple major things you wanted to address with the team, the Self-Scout report. Is that something you can share with us?
No, not really. But I did share, I went through a bunch of statistics, just basically top to bottom, offense, defense, and special teams. And, and I frankly finished the presentation, just to remind them that statistics are for losers, but more importantly, what's in the statistics. So, and that's really what we focused on.
Mike, is Eddie Lacy playing heavier now than he played in his first 2 years?
Really, I'm not going to get into guys' weights. I've never been asked a question about a guy's weight, but I think players do get bigger in their career. But he's bigger than he was as a rookie.
Does that affect anything that he does, as far as productivity or as far as coming back from, a leg injury?
Well, he looks good. Just watching him work out and watching his work Monday, particularly in the individual stuff. That's where you try to really stress each position. So I don't think the injury's affecting him anymore.
What kept Starks out on Monday? Is that going to be a...
Yeah, he has an injury. We'll give you some details of that this afternoon, but I'm hopeful that he can do more. I talked to James earlier. He's hoping to do more today than he did on Monday, so hopefully we make progress, but it's until we get him on the field, we won't know.
Mike, did that... I'm sorry.
It was an injury from the game.
Really, you said statistics are for losers, but you are number one in scoring defense right now. I talked to a bunch of the guys about it on a Monday, and their attitude was, well, that's nice, but there's more to fix, and they're more long. Is that what you want to hear? Was that kind of your message to them, that, hey, this is nice, but there's ways to go here?
Definitely. You have to have a high level of accountability if you want to accomplish group goals, stating the obvious. So I think we're all in tune with the things we've done well, and the things that we need to continue to do, the type of team that we are, but striving to be the type of team that we want to be. We're aware of the things that were ranked very high, and we're aware of the things we're not ranked so high. But more importantly, was the studies that were done on those particular areas, and in the coaching points and the emphasis that come out of those studies.
Can you talk about the way Denver's playing on defense? They're taking it away. They're scoring with it.
Yeah, they're flying around. Wade Phillips is, he's done it for forever in this league. I think every place I've been, there's been a, whether it's Kansas City, Denver. When I was in New Orleans, he was in Atlanta. Obviously in Houston, his time in Dallas. So, and one thing about Wade is his defense is all played the same. And this one definitely reflects that. Very talented. They play with a high tempo, very fundamentally sound. So this is a big challenge for offense.
Mike, there's been a lot of talk, it seems every week, about Peyton Manning not being the same guy that he used to be this year. When you see the film, is he the same quarterback? Do you see the same flashes that he's been able to bring?
Well, we're preparing for Peyton as the same player that he's always been. I think it's what you're seeing is a change in philosophy and scheme. So. And they've had a bye week, and so with that, there'll be some things different than I'm sure in the game Sunday than what we've prepared for. So, but yes, this is a very potent offense, particularly not just with the court with Peyton Manning and his ability to do a number of different things at a very high level. But you look at their skill positions, and this is a big challenge for our defense.
Mike, the last time you were there was 07, right? You've gotten a lot more scientific in your approach with all the different studies and everything else. How do you apply that to the altitude? Is that not a big deal, or do you apply science to that and get ready for it this week?
Well, I think science being applied to traveling to Denver, the day before, I think someone would have figured it out a long time ago. So we're still in travel Saturday, and you know, playing up here is what it is. So,
do you think it's in any way something you have to prepare the guys for during the course of the week, or not?
I mean, we'll talk about it. Talk about, you know, every week we have emphasis, you know, in areas of nutrition and hydration and, you know, sleep and those types of things. And in fact, it matters when you play in a high altitude, you burn more energy. So we're going to eat a lot of carbs and drink more water. So.
With Quentin and Demarius contributing as much as they have so far this year, is the poise of a young player something you can forecast in the pre-draft process?
Well, I mean, you'd like to think so. I mean, it's part of their makeup, but that's, you know, everybody's transition from college to football is different. So not only just based off his individual personality traits, but also the experience that he's, you know, put into as far as the locker room, the culture, the expectations, you know, where he's drafted and so forth and so forth. So I just think there's a lot of variables there that you have to sort through.
What's the most important thing a quarterback has to have when handling pressure? Is it footwork? Is it quick release? Is it being able to move to avoid that stuff?
Well, it's a number of things. I think the first part is the anticipation and awareness. I mean, because if you don't have that, you have the quickest feet and quickest release in the world. You're gonna get hit harder than you should. So I would say that's probably the first part. But yeah, I mean, there's footwork and training involved in you know, pressure throws. It's something that it's always been taught as far as I've known the quarterback position, and not only dealing with pressure, but where it's coming from and how it affects your footwork.
Mike, in the past, you said that the problem with the run game sometimes is that you guys just don't call enough runs. Has that been the issue over the last couple of weeks? Do you feel as though the team should have runs some actual more plays where the quarterback hands the ball off to the running back?
Number one, we're not running enough plays. I mean, if I was going to be critical, or not critical, really emphasize how we want to move forward, we need more attempts at the plate. You know, 60 plays a game, that's not what we're looking for. So, I mean, there's a combination of things that lead into that. So, and offensively, we had a chance to clean their own house, and we'll focus on those things. But when you break us down by normal down and distance snaps, whether it's 39 a game and so forth, the run to pass is pretty balanced. So we need more attempts in the run game, but we need more total plays. We want to be in the 70s.
Hey, Mike, please. Going back to Starks, just because we won't talk to you after practice, did you know about his injury after the game, or is that something that he came back from the bye and you – found out about, or did he have to stick?
Well, the level of the injury. I mean, you know, it's a lot of guys come out of the game with things, and I think, like, it wasn't James in particular, but you know, when you have a bye week and you know Monday, you know, with your schedule is what theirs was, I think they're all feeling pretty good, you know. So, but you do have things that show up a day or two later, and you know, frankly, I was here every day during a bye week, and so was James. So, he's been working on this all week.